This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. Gomidas Vardabed never composed an opera, a symphony, or a concerto, yet he's known as the father of Armenian classical music. His transcriptions of ancient songs and sacred chants are invaluable gifts to the Armenian culture. Isabel Bayrakdarian was inspired to record these rarely performed songs of Gomidas after making her first trip to her ancestral home of Armenia a few years ago. On her new disc, she's singing music by this composer, who was a pioneering musician, an ordained priest, who in the 1890s started studying Armenian folk music. Then he transcribed it, he used it in his own music, and he made it better known in other countries. Today, Lebanese-born soprano Isabel Bayrakdarian lives in Toronto with her husband, pianist and musicologist Serhuj Krajian, and their son. She burst onto the international opera scene in 2000 after winning first prize in the Operalia competition, which was founded by Placido Domingo. She's followed a unique career path ever since. In 2002, she was featured on the Grammy Award-winning soundtrack for The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. She's earned 4 Canadian Juno Awards for her classical recordings, and she's appeared in opera houses around the world. Oh, did I mention she also holds a degree in biomedical engineering from the University of Toronto? Reverend Gomidas survived the Armenian genocide of 1915, but he never recovered from its horror. Gomidas became a ghost of his former self, never composing or singing again before dying in a mental institution near Paris in 1935. Serhuj Krajian, Isabel's husband, learned that before Gomidas was deported, he had intended to arrange many of his songs for a larger ensemble to accompany the voice. In the spirit of the composer, Krajian has created beautiful ensemble arrangements of these songs for this recording. Gomidas wrote songs that are simple yet evocative. They often express a yearning for the Armenian homeland. The Apricot Tree is a song of longing for better days. Soprano Isabel Bayrakdarian sings with soaring passion as she asks the tree to bring her suffering to an end. The song ends very prayerfully as she whispers her request. The duduk, an Armenian wind instrument made from the apricot tree, adds an evocative sound to the songs of Gomidas. The duduk evokes a mood of mystery in the song Spring. Spring is often a time of joy and renewal. It's a time of sadness in this song, however, as the snow falls in early spring and the young woman's lover remains cool toward her. The lyrical quality of Bayrakdarian's voice is most beautiful in these slow, mournful songs. There are so many just plain gorgeous melodies on this recording. Tall as the Poplar Tree is a romantic love song that you'll want to hear again and again. Bayrakdarian's gentle soprano voice captures the genuine feelings expressed for a lover who is too far from home. Soprano Isabel Bayrakdarian taps into a well of emotion as she shares these songs of her Armenian heritage. When you join her for the journey, you'll find it's an enriching experience. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.